T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dave Lee here on WC Shields. We try to keep you informed every morning on the show, obviously, about the latest developments and what's happening with the virus and all the virus-related things that are taking place out there, education being a big part of that. Let's go to the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline as we have the Chancellor of the Minnesota State University System with us, and that is Devinder Malhotra. Chancellor, good morning.
Good morning, Dave, and thank you for the opportunity today.
Yeah, it's great to have you back on here this morning. I do want to ask you about, we talked a bit about high school with the state education commissioner yesterday about going back to school. What's the status right now for the university students over at Minnesota State Universities?
So as you know, we are a very complex system of 37 colleges and universities spread across 47 different communities and 54 different campuses. And so as of this Monday, we have our faculty and staff have done an incredible job in putting 90% of our well over 22,000 face-to-face courses online or with remote delivery. And so we are back in business. It is true that there are still about 10% of the courses where there is some component which is face-to-face. Or in person and in class component, which can't be put on online or offered in a remote delivery. In those few instances, we have put as much content as possible online or through remote delivery. And once we are able to bring our students back in a safe and healthy environment back on our campuses, we intend to finish that too. So our priorities through COVID-19 crisis have really been twofold. One is to protect the health and safety of our faculty, staff, and students. Another is to try everything in helping our students to successfully finish the semester. And I must say that our presidents of our colleges and universities, their leadership teams have provided incredible leadership in navigating their colleges and universities through this difficult time. And it is humbling and inspiring to see how faculty and staff and union leadership and student associations, everybody has come together, everybody is working together, and all hands on deck to make sure that we do right by our students, and we minimize the disruption in their educational journey, and we prepare them and finish the semester and prepare them for their journey, educational journey, moving forward. So all in all, given the unprecedented time, again, thanks to our faculty and staff and their incredible work, we are in very good shape.
Chancellor Malhotra, there's an effort by State Representative Garofalo out of Farmington announcing that he's authoring legislation requiring Minnesota colleges and universities to offer bigger refunds for room and board costs. His bill would require 90% refunds for students' unused room and board expenses. What's the status now? We see a big story today in the University of Minnesota. What's the situation for the Minnesota State University system?
So I think only last week, we issued a guidance to our colleges and universities, and we are refunding 100% of the unused amount of time, unused time of the residential facilities by a student. So we are, so our refunds for residential facilities is prorated, and for the unused portion, we are offering students 100% back. Now different colleges and universities have different cadence, and so they went on, for example, they may have gone on spring break at different times, and so some of those dates may alter, but those are only a few days here and there. So we are really paying back 100% of the unused portion.
Chancellor, I appreciate the update. We'll stay in touch, obviously, over these next few weeks, but I sure appreciate you taking the time to join us here on WCCO.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. And these are, as I said, these are unprecedented times, but we are a resilient bunch, and we are working together, and we will get our students across the finish line this spring semester in a safe and healthy environment.
Thank you, Chancellor Malhotra. I appreciate your time, as always, here on WCCO.
Thank you, Dave.
Our time is 7:56 here on the morning news. Coming up, we'll have the latest on the news updates with CBS at the top of the hour, give you an update globally what's happening right day with today with the pandemic. And then Steve will have local news, obviously, after that. WCCO, we'll check out your good neighbor. That's coming up in a minute.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.